This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Well, it was a very special night on the night shift when we welcomed in the winners of the Short and Sweet Theatre Festival. Best directors, best actors, best actresses. It was a great night and it was so fun to catch up with them and find out what their experience had been like on Short and Sweet 2024. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. My studio is filled with people with massive smiles because they are all champions, let me tell you tonight. And Short and Sweet, the theatre festival, wrapped up last weekend. And we tried to get them in the day after, but everybody was exhausted after three nights of performances. Gautam Goenka is the festival director. You must be super happy as to this year and how it all went.
Absolutely. And not just because it was a great festival, but now I can finally rest after 8 weeks of theatre.
Yeah, I mean, 8 weeks, it's a lot of plays, as you say. For people that haven't come across it before, they're all 10-minute plays. Each and every week we have, is it 10
plays? 10 or 11.
10 or 11 plays each and every week. And then it culminates in the semi-finals and the finals and then the great winners. So talk me through what the finals night was like, Gautam.
Well, we had 11 plays that got to the finals. This was the first finals in 14 years in Dubai where we had five different languages represented on stage. Wow. So we had plays in English predominantly.
Yeah.
And then we had a play each in Arabic, Hindi, Italian, and Urdu. So five languages on stage. And it was a cracker of a finals. We had 11 judges, coming in from really, really strong theater, performing arts background, professional backgrounds. And they found it hard to judge. And eventually where we finished was a 1-point difference between first and second place.
Oh, my goodness. 1 point. Yeah, and the tension must
the tension
have been crazy.
500-plus audience members, right, across the 3 days. So crazy times.
Yeah. So do the introductions. I believe this gentleman to my right has walked away with mostly awards.
He just swept everything. So we've got James from Fresco Formations, and he put up Lionheart, which ended up getting the Best Play Award. James himself got the Best Director, the Best Actor, and they also walked away with the runner-up award for the Best Play People's Choice. So the people voted them in as well.
James, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, how did it feel to win all those awards?
Completely overwhelming, because it really was an amazing festival. There were so many different styles of theatre, you know, and I think when it comes to that in the awards, it's not really about who wins, because it comes down to a question of taste.
Like,
imagine having 11 different songs playing and then you have to vote for the best band.
Like, how do you choose?
So I was just really thrilled to be there, and I think we just had a really amazing weekend. And I love the finals because you play over three nights, so you get a sense of a kind of run of your...
And you've had to go and buy a new mantelpiece now to put all your awards on.
Of course, yeah.
I think we've got a Lionheart over here as well to my left.
Yes, so Gabby, it was part of Lionheart, of course, ended up winning Best Play and Best Play Runner-Up for People's Choice. So that was the people voting them in their award. So Gabby was a winner and part of the festival. He also had another play in the finals, Alienation. While it didn't take an award, it was part of the finals and one of the most creative plays of the finals.
Well, tell me about your experience on that night.
Wow, it was...
Well, over the three nights, wasn't it?
Okay, so I was involved in two plays.
Yeah.
Mark, so it was crazy because if you add them up, that's like 12, 13 performances, right? That's a lot of performances.
Yeah.
But you can sense the different reaction from the crowd. I mean, the younger crowd liked Alienation more because there was some cartoon involved.
Okay, okay.
And the characters were more animated. The older crowd loved Lionheart more. So getting feedback from the crowd, different feedback, was amazing, was great. And I'm very happy to be part of the play that won the festival.
Yeah. we'll come back to Lionheart in a moment. Now, we've got two lovely ladies here as well.
Absolutely. On my left, we've got Ilyan. And Ilyan was part of an Arabic play called Fistful of Dust, and she won the Best Actress.
Congratulations to you. Well, how did it feel when your name came out there? Best Actress, Ilyan.
I wasn't like looking much or expecting. I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah.
And it was a surprise, honestly speaking. But I'm really happy to be part of the festival. The journey was really competitive and challenging. And we get to meet lots of new people. And so it was nice. Like, the whole experience is nice. Reaching the end, we are winners, all of us.
Yeah, that's what it's about, though, the experience, yeah, isn't
exactly.
it, of
and
taking
And it's nice,
part.
Like, going out with an award that's beyond expectation.
Yeah, best actress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best idea. I mean, we've got the Oscars in a couple of days. You know, you beat them to it.
Who knows? Yeah.
And soon,
and we've got Akansha on this side. She directed La Mouche Deux. So the original La Mouche two years ago.
Is this the French one where we've got the waiters? Yes. I've seen photographs of that. So it looks hilarious.
La Mouche, the original play, had won the festival 2 years ago. And this La Mouche finished second on the best play, so it was the best play runner-up by 1 point. That was the difference. And then it won on People's Choice, so it was the best play People's Choice.
Right.
So, and Akansha also took home Best Director along with James.
Really? You're fighting over it then, weren't you? Yeah. Tell me about La Mouche. I mean, it's obviously done really well now, twice, not once but twice, yeah?
So La Mouche is a play which is, I think, very close to my heart. And I think the actors have done a great job. It's about two French waiters in a French restaurant and the entire chaos that's going around them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really nice, you know, to get People's Choice, because it's a validation, you know, from 2 years back to now, you know, are we doing the right thing with the play? Are we doing justice to it? So, very happy.
Will there be a third outing?
Yeah. There is a script, but don't know yet.
I mean, it reminds me, from the still pictures that I've seen, it reminds me like almost like a Fawlty Towers type thing.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, is that kind of the feel, the groove of this one?
Yes, it's very similar to that.
Yeah.
So. In fact, you're not the first one saying Fawlty Towers. There's somebody else who told Akansha, I loved it because it reminded me of Fawlty Towers.
Yeah. Brilliant. We'll come back. We're going to talk more with our winners. And I've got a little bit of music to play as well from Lionheart. That's on the way.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
It's the final wrap of the theatre festival, of course, Short and Sweet 2024. We've got winners and best directors and all kinds of smiley people that are joining us on the show, led by, of course, the theatre or the festival director, Gautam Goenka. Now, one of these plays, Lionheart, I want to come to James on this one, had a song specially written for it. Tell me how this came about.
Yeah, that was just a very serendipitous moment. I had asked Gabby to be in the play with me before I'd even written the script. And so he hadn't read anything and he said, okay. And
yeah.
He kept asking me like, when's the script coming? And I was like, I don't know, it's coming. And then I sent him a draft and he said,
go on.
Okay, so I told him that, hey, this is... When did I tell you that it is an award-winning script?
I don't know. December?
After the first
January?
Draft?
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, when we started rehearsing, this is when we realized, no, this is a winner. But anyway, flashback. So you sent me the first draft, and you told me that there was a song, and in the song there has to be Lionheart, and it has to talk about courage, bravery, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I got from it. I told James, listen, James, I have a tune in my head. Do you trust me? He did. Was it the same day or the next day?
Next day.
Next day, I send James a recording of the song.
How about that? Let's have a listen to it. I've got a little clip of it here.
Lionheart, oh, Lionheart. One day your dreams will take you.
A little clip of Lionheart. It could almost be Johnny Cash singing that. Who's the vocalist on that?
Interestingly, when Gabby sent me the recording, it was him playing the ukulele. And it was beautiful.
I was playing the guitar.
Oh, the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time, yeah. And I thought on stage he's going to play the ukulele, but I wanted a sort of original version of it, like it had come from the 50s. So
yeah, yeah.
I have a producer, musical director, arranger in Johannesburg that I've worked with and really enjoyed working with before, Adrian Poulsen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, could you do this for me? And he was like, sure. And he... I sent him some references. Johnny Cash was one of the references, as well as Link Wray. And he got hold of a guitarist and a vocalist in South Africa called Graham Watkins, who has a band called the Graham Watkins Project.
Okay.
And they got together and had some fun recording it and sent it to me. And I was like, well, this is amazing.
Yeah, it sounds... I'm interested as to how it drops into the story of you know, the Lionheart script. Is it a special kind of... part where you drop this song in?
It sets the scene to an extent because it opens it up. So the play opens with the recorded version and ends with Gabby playing it live with the ukulele on stage.
Okay. Eliane, how do you let go of it now? You know, once all these plays and you've been crowned the best actress and you've got to leave it behind. It must be quite hard doing that. And what's next for you? What do you want
to
do next?
I don't have to leave it behind much because I have another play tomorrow and after tomorrow. So
okay. tell me about that. Yeah. What are you in?
It's an Arabic play. It's
yeah.
The Bold Soprano. It's the actually adapted to Arabic.
Mm.
For Eugene UNESCO. So it's our second time we do this show. So it's tomorrow and after tomorrow. And I want to say something, like once you like the acting and the writing and all this kind of theaters and movies, so we don't see yourself behind. You always search to get more involved. Yeah. And I guess everyone will agree with me on that. Like you don't find yourself behind. You will find always
something else to work on. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Akansha? What are you working on at the moment? Or are you just still blazing, you know, relaxing in the sunshine that you're a winner?
So I've been thinking of doing my full-length play. I'm thinking of doing it in June, so just going through scripts and everything right now.
Okay. I want to give a mention to art as well, because it was quite funny. Last time you was in here, and I had been the week before and seen this art, and... you know, at the end of the conversation here, I said, I think my money's on art. So that's going to win short and sweet. You piped up, Gabby. You've only seen art. You haven't seen a lot of the others. But art did win something, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes,
they
won
talent?
Best New Talent. So they won the Sakshi Workout New Talent Award. We had Frida, who was the actress in that, one of the two very
pushy
mothers. And she was on stage for the very first time, this short and sweet, and she won the Sakshi Workout New Talent Award. I'm just looking at some of the winners. Best poster, Jay Nagy, bottom of the order.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we saw some amazing posters come in. And so Jay was just excellent. He had two posters. And what we do with the poster awards is we send it to all directors and they kind of vote on it. What do they like?
Yeah.
And so Jay finished in the top two. Both his posters finished first place and second place in all that voting.
Everybody's having a giggle at the moment. I don't know if it's something more than that poster.
They had their posters as well. That's why they're giggling.
Yeah.
No, I'm just amused because Gabby was very clear with me that I did not vote for his poster.
Okay. And I see Spirit of the Festival was Danielle.
Yes. So the Spirit of the Festival was an award that we introduced a few years ago, given to someone who encompasses the entire spirit of the festival, right? So who kind of stands up for the community, who, you know, actions kind of speak louder than their words. And Danielle this year was a young man who came to us and helped out backstage all 8 weeks of the festival, turned up day in, day out as a volunteer.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. Yeah. He never went home one day. He was the first one to arrive at 8 a.m.
From
Sharjah all the way.
Yeah.
And he made sure that he was there for every play and every single person, making sure the set was up, whether it was moving set pieces, whether it was helping them, you know, kind of run their lines, or whether it was even mopping the stage in between the acts because somebody had spilled too much water on stage.
Okay.
The man, there was no job too small, too big for him.
Yeah.
So rightly so, he was our
winner of our Spirit of the Festival.
Nice one, Danielle. A big shout out to you. So looking forward now to, I suppose, next year. And when does it all get started and start arrangements? And
so next year, the festival is going to probably change in timing. The only reason being Ramadan moves up.
Yeah.
So we can't repeat the same Jan, Feb, March kind of timing. So next year we might be moving. It's very preliminary. I've not thought through it, but I think it might move into an mid-April to a mid-June timing.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, then again, we'd be starting somewhere around the November, December mark. So we'll take a look. Gabby's already making a face. I can already see actors saying yes, no. So see, it's very contentious.
My face is a clear no.
who would want to be the festival director?
There's only one person who stands up for that job.
I agree.
And are you are you thinking ahead? Are you already writing new scripts?
I'm just trying to recover, really.
Yes.
I had we did four shows over the Short and Sweet, and three of them, in fact, all of them had students of mine in, including Lionheart. So I'm just still trying to catch my breath a little bit.
Yeah, as I said, we were trying to get you guys in the night after the play, and it just wasn't going to happen. I got a message from Gotham. It ain't going to happen. But anyway, congratulations to you all. Absolutely
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Short and sweet, you know, brilliant. Mark, I must say a big thank you to you as well. You've been a vocal supporter of the festival, getting us in here 8 weeks, week after week. Every different actor, I think, really from a community perspective, there's been some unconditional support. So thank you for that.
Respect, guys. Thank you so much. Can't wait for Short and Sweet next year. And congratulations to all of our winners. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.